Fresh water is a rarity in the desert. Along the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona, Quito-Baquito Springs are an ancient source that defy the odds. But the site is in peril. From Arizona Public Media, Elisa Resnick reports that some worry that ongoing border wall construction may be to blame.
Within earshot of a busy highway in Mexico, about 160 miles from Tucson, Quito-Baquito is the only source of water for miles, a miracle oasis in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. It's a punch of lush greenery surrounded by a sprawl of saguaros. The spring flows through a thicket of trees into a pond just a few paces from the border. Birds like the lesser nighthawk pass through tall grasses to drink the water. Hyachit Otham and the Hana Otham tribal communities lived and passed through here long before the park or the border existed. Amber Lee Ortega has family from both tribes. This is where some of her relatives are buried.
It was a traditional homestead for Otham, for Hyachit Otham, and that was where they lived. They had huts, they had farms, they had ceremonies.
Unlike the Thahana Otham, Hyachit Otham are not recognized as a tribe by the U.S. government. Ortega says for a lot of people, Quito-Baquito is one of the last places that feels like home.
I can feel like my ancestors there. You just feel them. You feel the history. You feel the stories. You hear the songs. You feel it. There's life. There's history. There's strength there. It's our roots.
Ortega has been making trips to Quito-Baquito almost every month since last August, when the Trump administration first started building a 30-foot border wall across Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Ortega says it's never looked worse than this month.
It's extremely different, and it happened extremely fast.
This summer, the pond has sunk so low that water has mostly been replaced by cracked mudflats. In July, U.S. Geological Survey data registered a historically low spring flow of 5.5 gallons per minute. University of Arizona professor and ecologist Michael Bogan studies Quito-Baquito's endangered species, like the Sonoita pupfish and mud turtle. He says that's the lowest ever recorded.
It's really the combination of the kind of the shocking aesthetic of the low water in the pond, but also the declining spring flow.
Scientists agree a combination of long-term drought, agriculture in Mexico, and leaks in the man-made pond have caused the drain. Bogan says the spring used to flow at around 30 gallons per minute, but it's been dropping for years. Now, construction workers for the border wall are also digging trenches, widening roads, and pumping groundwater, the same that fills Quito-Baquito, to mix cement. Bogan worries that could be the final straw.
What we have here is basically a worst-case scenario. Declining spring flow, declining water coming into the pond, what's likely to be some kind of structural problem with the pond itself, and then the construction traffic, heavy-duty trucks and trenching.
Last fall, Customs and Border Protection said it would need 84,000 gallons of water per day, but agreed not to drill within 5 miles of Quito-Baquito. The agency says it's monitoring spring levels and consulting with the park to minimize damage. Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument Resource Manager Rick Murrah says the park has requested up-to-date extraction figures, but the government hasn't given them.
We don't really have any idea how much water they're pulling out of the ground. We don't have any way of confirming whether it's 84,000 gallons or less or more.
Murrah says the pond has been leaking intermittently since 2006 and intensified this year. He doesn't believe the border wall activity is playing a role in Quito-Baquito's decline. But scientists familiar with the site disagree. Last month, a coalition of over 25 hydrologists, biologists, and ecologists sent a letter to U.S. government officials asking for a halt on construction and drilling within 10 miles of the spring. They say the pond level has dropped some 15 inches in the last 4 months. U of A hydrologist Thomas Meixner was one of the letter's co-signers.
What's the specific impact of the border wall's construction? Right today, it's hard to attribute how much of it. In the long run, we know it's going to have an effect.
Meixner says the effects of groundwater extraction don't show up that quickly, but they will have an impact. And once the water's gone, it may never come back. I'm Elisa Resnick in Tucson.